This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. At the Council of Fashion Designers of America Awards Gala tonight in New York City, Instagram founder Kevin Systrom is going to get the group's Media Award. It's going to be presented, perhaps inevitably, by Kim Kardashian. Kardashian, I guess it is, who has more followers on Instagram than anybody except Instagram, the company itself. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains Instagram and fashion are what you might call a perfect fit.
Rachel Fuentes is a second grade teacher, and she, like many of us, is on Instagram a lot.
I actually check it when I wake up, and anytime I have a break, I'll check into it.
Admit it, you probably do too. But for Fuentes, it's not just about pretty pictures.
Instagram has become my one way of shopping.
When it comes to clothes and fashion, she follows small local boutiques right on up to Nordstrom's.
And if I catch their Insta sale, which is their Instagram sale, if it's cute and if I like it, I will automatically just will purchase it.
But the photos that come through Fuentes' feed?
They're definitely not ads.
They're photos of models or outfits, and you don't have to be a major brand to have nice photos. Gretchen Harnick is a professor of fashion marketing at the New School.
It's really allowing startups to have a voice right alongside of bigger brands.
It's also brought all fashion, whether the most exclusive New York runway to the hipster jewelry maker, directly into the feeds of people who voluntarily want to see these things. It's advertising gold.
There is definitely a tangible gain in the fashion industry from Instagram.
Marlene Morris-Towns teaches at Georgetown's McDonough School of Business.
I think that it has done wonders for brand awareness and people actually engaging with the brand.
And they do engage. Gucci, for example, has 4 million followers on Instagram. Nike has 16 million. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.